Okay, I'm here with head coach Luke Podmore and midfielder Louis Greenhall. Been with us plenty of years, Liv. Notched up another clean sheet today for the team. But I think two clean sheets have got to come from the midfield, haven't you? You've got to protect the defence.
Yeah, definitely. Especially when they break quickly, then we've got to win it back straight away before it becomes dangerous. But I think we did that today, and yeah, it's a good result.
Yeah, exactly. 3-0, and that's our 50th last week, 51st clean sheet this week. But that's what you said last week, didn't it? You'd rather win 3-0 than 7 or 8-1.
Yeah, it's dead important. Like I say, we always say that, you know, it only takes one goal to win a game, so you keep them out the other end, and then you end up getting 3 points every now and then. But we base everything on having a clean sheet and building from the back, so I thought the players were excellent today, out of possession, in possession. Yeah, we defended as a whole team today, and it was great to see.
A lot much closer game than last week. Did you notice anything different when you were on the pitch, Liv, between when we beat them 13 last week at their place rather than 3-0 this one? They seemed to close us down a bit more.
Yeah, I think they were up for it, definitely. I think they had a few new players as well, but they were on us straight away, and they were marking quite tight, so it was a bit of a different game, and their pitch was very wide as well, so there's a lot more space when we played away. But no, we coped.
we managed to hold them out, which is exactly what you need. You've got to make sure that you lead from the back, and we did that. We pretty much don't think they had any meaningful shots on target, and we had quite a few that were nearly goals as well. How many scuffles in the penalty area were there? There was quite a lot, weren't there?
Yeah, we created a lot of opportunities there. We always create lots of opportunities, and it's always up to us to make sure they go in the back of the net. But you know, when you have them games when sometimes you don't feel like it's going to go in for you, and you score three special goals. All three of the goals that we scored this afternoon were absolutely outstanding. And to be fair, it was probably going to take something like that to do that. So we were really happy that we managed to keep persisting, keep being patient, and the goals followed.
Yeah, maybe it was one of those games where they were too busy marking Jess and Nicole that everyone else was the ones who were getting them in. Yeah. They came from obviously two from midfield and one from Jess, which was a nice solo run down the wing. But it shows that the goals can pop in from any corner.
Yeah, and that's what we're trying to say. Every game we've looked at, we've never had someone scoring, just one person scoring all the goals. It's always been a good distribution of all the goals around the team. And sometimes the people who create the goals as well, people put it on a plate for some people, and you've got to give them credit as well. So
absolutely. So we're away next week, as long as it's on. We haven't had too many of those this week, recently. Northwich Vicks.
Yeah, fingers crossed that gets put on again, so we can keep a bit of a run going. Sometimes not great having a bit of a break, so hopefully we can keep the players active, and like I say, the game's on Sunday and we can get another 3 points.
Absolutely. So get down to Northwich, 2 o'clock, and watch the girls win, hopefully, another game.
Yep, perfect, Neil.
Thanks
very much.